Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing closing grain comments for Friday, January 27th. After moving lower on the opening this morning, corn, wheat, and soybeans chopped around and narrow ranges through most of the day, and then late in the day, corn and beans actually moved towards unchanged, headed into the close with wheat still lingering near the lows. So let's take a look at corn first. March finished down a penny and a quarter at 362 and a half. That's down 7 1/4 cents on the week and a couple of cents off the low at 360 and a half. Funds remain short about 45,000 contracts of corn. Sales are running at 69% of USDA's projection for this time of year. That's versus a five-year average of about 63%. A lot of the pressure in corn had to do with Trump's comments on a 20% border tax. This with one of our largest trading partners and big corn buyers. So we will have to see if this is negotiating posturing or something a bit more concrete. Taking a look at wheat, March down 6.5 cents at 420 and a half. That's a penny and a quarter off of the lows, and that's down 7 3/4 cents on the week. Kansas City, March finishing down 6 cents at 434 and a quarter. That's just 2 cents off the lows and down 8 3/4 cents on the week. Egypt bought 410,000 tons of Russian wheat, and there is a threat of winter kill for about a quarter of the Russian wheat area through Monday. We will have to see how that pans out. Wheat pressured a little bit, also by some modest strength in the dollar. The dollar finishing up 17 points at 100.55, but at one time was as high as 100.81. Moving to soybeans, March finished down 1/4 cent at 10.49 and a quarter, 6 cents off of the lows, and down 18 1/4 cents on the week, with November finishing the day up 2 cents at 10.25 and a quarter, down 3.5 cents on the week, but 7 1/4 cents off of the lows and back above the critical 10.20 level. Soybean sales are running at about 89% of the USDA forecast for this time of year. That's versus a five-year average of about 85%. Buenos Aires Grain Exchange released their first estimate for the Argentine soy crop. They pegged it at 53.5 million metric tons versus last year's 56 million and a USDA estimate of 57 million metric tons. There's another 5 days of dry weather for Argentina, this aiding and drying out some of those fields, and we'll see how much work is able to get done and how much planting they can get and see what else is kind of lost for good. Looking at outside markets, we've got the dollar up 17 points at 100.55. Crude oil also pressuring corn a bit today, down 64 cents a barrel at 53.14. Stock market closing the day down just 7 points at 20,093. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great weekend.